Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
I've become reincarnated as a frog. Wound up with a cold. I think it was back in April. I gave a talk on the Gatha of Repentance. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Gatha of Repentance. All the evil karma ever created by me of old, on account of my beginningless greed, hatred, and ignorance, born of my conduct, speech, and thought, I repent of it now. So at least every Sunday, and if you sit by yourself, you may do it yourself, we chant the Gatha of Repentance. And the term Gatha in Sanskrit means verse or hymn. So in Zen, it is a verse that is chanted. And gathas are about vowing to be more awake in each moment. Chanting a gatha is both a physical and also an emotional act. It's one of the first steps in living out the practice in our daily lives. It's not enough to just sit and become clear and to experience our connection to everything. That part is easy. It's easy to sit in a zendo or in a monastery and become one. It's a whole other challenge to leave the cushion and go into our daily lives and live it out. So in part, the Gatha of Repentance is a vow to do that. It's a vow to live in accordance with the way, meaning that we have chosen to live a life in a manner that honors life and supports all beings. And at the very same time, it's an acknowledgement of our tendency to fall into duality and cause harm. Mark Frank writes on his blog, "When I was at Pioneer Valley Zendo in Massachusetts, I had to cut many trees to clear the land to plant a garden. In the process, I killed many small animals, insects, worms. Once, for example, I dug a well and the hole filled with rainwater, and a skunk drowned. My intention was to work for the Buddha Dharma and to create a place for practice. But to do so, I harmed many creatures. Even when we try to work for the benefit of all beings, we can harm others. We cannot predict the consequences of our action. All of us have to eat to live, and even if we don't eat meat, we have to eat vegetables. To live as a human being is to be supported by others' lives and deaths, even when we are not conscious of it. Even when we are not conscious of it, we may create evil karma that can injure ourselves and others. Therefore, as bodhisattvas, we cannot live without making repentance." So what is the meaning of repentance? Meaning of repentance in this context. The meaning of repentance, according to Wikipedia, is, quote, "Repentance is the activity of reviewing one's actions and feeling contrition or regret for past wrongs. It generally involves a commitment to personal change and resolving to live a more responsible and humane life." End quote. Now many of us, and this goes to something that Nancy brought up a couple of weeks ago about original sin, many of us have been raised in the Judeo-Christian religions, which teach us to believe that we are originally defective. This is conveyed through the doctrine of original sin. Briefly, Adam and Eve, by disobeying God's command not to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge, brought sin and death into the world. It is further taught that as a result, our original nature was corrupted, and that life without sin is impossible. Essentially, each one of us who is born defective, a sinner. The Gatha of Repentance, while it may sound similar, when we chant it, does not mean the same thing. Buddhism, and Zen in particular, teaches us that all beings are born with wisdom and compassion. But because of our attachments and delusion, we can't always manifest these qualities. As Suzuki Roshi from the San Francisco Zen Center often said, "You are perfect just as you are." That's very different than saying we are all born as sinners, we are all born defective. You are perfect just as you are. So our work as human beings is to actualize perfection moment by moment. So the gatha of repentance is a commitment to do this. Finally, it is important to understand to make repentance is not about shame or humiliation. It's about getting up and doing better over and over again. It's about having faith in ourselves and our intrinsic goodness. It's not about beating ourselves up or feeling less than. For me personally, the beauty of the gatha of repentance is that it is so positive, that it's calling upon us to express our perfection. It's similar to what I think I mentioned in a talk either last week or the week before about the dirty car. The dirty car is perfectly clean underneath all the dirt. If we wipe the dirt off, we reveal its cleanliness, its beauty. So I would encourage everybody, when you do this chant, this gatha of repentance, this vow to reveal your own perfection over and over again, knowing at the same time that because we're human, it's impossible. It's a paradox. But we don't humiliate ourselves. We don't beat up on ourselves. We don't denigrate ourselves because we fall short. We just get up and try again.
Thank you.